rest of the story. Any president gets pulled every which way by blocks of voters, sometimes powerful blocks of voters. President Bush has been middleman in a tug of war between oil men who wanted to sell gasoline and farmers who wanted to make ethanol from surplus corn. The president compromised. The president, October 1 of this year, decreed ethanol fuel made from corn will be made available in New York and Chicago, Philadelphia and Hartford, Milwaukee and other cities where just breathing has become hazardous to health. The American Petroleum Institute is indignant. Corn farmers, if less than ebullient, are appreciative. In the long-delayed development and acceptance of ethanol, one oil man has been a maverick. One oil man has been a closet agriculturist. This prominent oil man, who for now shall remain nameless, recognize that renewable corn's a better source for car fuel than irreplaceable oil. This is a man whose family got rich drilling for and selling oil, and yet he could see that inevitably, eventually, our country would run out of oil. Then we'd have to buy oil from Mideast nations, who would thus have the leverage, should they choose, to disrupt, disable, maybe bankrupt us. From colleagues in the oil industry, he received little interest and no support. So what he did was to telephone Decatur, Illinois, to ADM's Duane Andreas, who knows more about agribusiness worldwide than anybody. During a subsequent personal visit, this oil man, we're going to call him Joe, told Andreas that he knew how to make car fuel from corn. He knew it could be done, and he was willing to give his patents for the process to Andreas if Andreas would make use of the patents. The only proviso was that Andreas was to build the necessary refinery to demonstrate that corn could in fact be processed into ethanol, alcohol, and made available as fuel for farm equipment and for automobiles. Joe was convinced it would be cleaner and safer, eventually more economical. Andreas agreed to do what he could. Duane Andreas, with a frugal Mennonite family background with a generation's deep philosophy of self-reliance, was convinced that farmers could and should make better use of what they grow. He thought, for example, that making soybeans into nourishing food for people made more sense than feeding the beans to cattle and hogs, who ended up better nourished than the people who ate them. So the idea of converting corn into car fuel was an exciting challenge. Mr. Andreas built the refineries. He demonstrated the practicability of using alcohol from corn as a fuel for automobiles. And then, as you know, on the first day of this month came official government recognition. But the oil man, the one who first brought the process to Mr. Andreas' attention, the oil man who surrendered his own precious patents in order to see that this product was made available, even though it would be in competition with his own petroleum. That oil man was Joe Pugh of the Sun Oil Company. But wait a minute. That was 1954. And such was the resistance, recalcitrance, and sometimes vehement opposition that it took 40 years for that dream, at long last, to come true. And now you know the rest of the story.